right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to CJ quickly. CJ, what's your point?
That this is another big lie.
Well, CJ, I think before the break,
$739 billion is going to do nothing. What's the name of this bill?
Who cares?
Well, so
what's
the
name of the bill?
Well, let's get back, CJ, to what you said before the break, because I wanted to talk about that for a minute. You were talking about entitlements, and people talk about entitlements, and I'm not sure which entitlements you are referring to, but incidentally, for instance, Social Security is spoken of as an entitlement, and you know, an entitlement is what someone is entitled to receive, and the person who's obligated to pay it it's called an obligation. And so if you enter into a contract with someone, CJ, and they're supposed to pay you $100 a week for the next 5 years, you're entitled to receive that $100 a week for the next 5 years. And the person who's obligated to pay it has an obligation. So people choose politically to call this an entitlement, but what it really is an obligation. And Social Security is certainly an obligation. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. Okay. But when does it go on
Medicare,
black, Sandy?
And Medicare.
If nothing is done.
Well, Medicare.
When does it go on the black?
We just had CJ, we just had the conversation with Sandy and Max about that. So if you didn't hear it, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sandy.
And Medicare as well. Medicare is an obligation. It's something that people depend upon legitimately because it's and there's a number and almost all of these other payments about which the government has no choice have been set up by Congress as government's obligation to make payments. So instead of calling them entitlements, at least when we talk about it, let's talk about obligations. And so then what you want to question is the government's obligations and how they might modify those obligations. And what are the obligations that you are identifying in this $790 billion bill or whatever dollar amount you attach to it? What are the new obligations that you're now trying to entitle entitlements in that bill? Because my familiarity with the bill is somewhat limited because it hasn't been itemized for us. But that a great deal of the expenditures involved in it involve renewable energy and other forms of climate, anti-climate change kinds of expenditures and supplements. And that sort of thing. What is it that you are troubled about in this bill that you are calling entitlements?
I'm not saying that the bill, other than subsidizing China's companies through this global warming debacle.
Just so we can get, I just want to understand what we're declaring to be a debacle. Is the debacle whether or not we have global warming? Are you suggesting by using the term debacle with respect to global warming that we don't have global warming, or we do have global warming and it's an impending disaster, and you're just calling that disaster a debacle?
I believe we're coming out of an ice age, and man has really little to no effect on this, and we're punishing our country. Can I finish?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sandy, because you keep going down the history road. This bill is going to hurt our entitlements because no one's going to address them. I do want my Social Security, but like, I guess I did miss the first hour. And I'm sorry, because I would have loved to heard your explanation that if nothing is done, it's hard to argue with Santa Claus, Sandy, and that's what your party is better at than the Republican Party. This would shove down our throat in a matter of days, and they throw the prescription drug thing in there.
Hang on, CJ. It was shoved down your throats because Republicans have refused to even address the issue.
Well, wait a minute. This bill was originated a year ago, almost at the very beginning of the Biden administration. It was one of the first things that was laid on the table. It's been negotiated and pared down materially from what its initial proposal was. But incidentally, the Tax Reduction Act that was adopted during the Trump administration was jammed down our throats in a matter of days. So I don't think you're really troubled by legislation that is rushed through the legislature. You're troubled by legislation that
didn't go your way.
It passes the legislation. But
you never answered the question, though, Sandy.
What's the question?
What does the Congressional Budget Office say about what this lie is going to
CJ, number one, when the CBO comes up with ideas about proposals from the Republicans, you guys dismissed the Congressional Budget Office. Now, all of a sudden, because it didn't go your way, now you want to dismiss the Congressional Budget Office.
Well, you know, quite frankly, the fact that this is called the Inflation Reduction Act doesn't really focus on what the bill does and whether from a PR standpoint the politicians decided that was a better way to sell the bill to whomever. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but it doesn't do what it says it's going to do, does it?
Cut him. Let Sandy finish his thought. Cut him. Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, the problem is that if you want to focus on that name, whether or not it accomplishes is less important than what the bill does accomplish and what it does focus on. And clearly, one of its main focuses is climate change. And it appears to, now we'll see about whether the programs that it sponsors and funds under it end up being successful. But it's clear that the substantial expenditure in it is related to that. What he doesn't like about the bill is the fact that it includes some tax increases for corporations. I'm not sure he's really thought that through, but the minimum tax on corporations, the 15% minimum tax, is going to collect a bunch of additional money. A tax like that does, in fact, have an anti-inflationary effect. So, you know.
Well, Sandy, what he and others like him don't like is, for once, it didn't go their way. You know, the things have been going their way. They didn't win on this one. And so that's, you look at Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, and I'm listening to them explain this. Well, people are going to pay a price for this. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. There are people who agree with this bill, right? It's not just people who disagree with it. And so there are people who think it's the right thing. Sandy and I were talking about it earlier. Many of us wanted to see some other things in the bill that impacted and affected each and every American citizen and not just corporations. But, you know, it's showing an opportunity that people are going to address what is a serious issue globally. And if Republicans and like CJ and others don't like it, you know, tough it out. You know, man up. Got to go to a break. Time I see you, 844-967-2789. We'll come right to you on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.